Here's K News Time is 9:16. This is the Wednesday At Your Service with Scott McCauley. Hour number one features our weekly visit with the Healing Arts Center program. And I got to say, I think this is the first time in several years we've done this program that we've actually had a live show the week between Christmas and New Year's, because either the Sams were gone or either I was gone, but it worked out well today. So we are here live and direct. We'll say good morning, Trish Sams. How you doing?
Good morning. Doing great.
And how is Dr. Sams doing today?
I am recovering.
You're recovering, yes. We got to spend the first segment telling this story a little bit, because the doctor... Ladies and gentlemen, need a little doctoring during the Christmas holiday. Exactly what happened there, Matt?
Well, I was riding a horse in San Antonio, and the sinkhole opened up right in front of me. The horse fell into the sinkhole. I fell off of the horse, twisted my knee. No, that's not really true.
Okay, let's ask you. Okay. So what really happened, Dr. Sams? So we got the one that makes you look good out of the way. Now let's get the real one in here.
So the kids challenged me to a race.
Oh, you took them up on it, didn't you?
I can't back away from a challenge. I mean, you look weak if you back away from a challenge. So
I already know how this came out.
So I didn't back away. I raced them, and I came in second place.
Okay.
On 1 foot.
Why were you on 1 foot, may I ask?
Well, anybody out there that's played sports, and you know, they're probably going to be able to identify with this. I tore the anterior cruciate ligament in the knee.
Ooh.
Which it pretty well stopped me. I got one more step after it tore, but that step hurt so bad that I didn't take any more.
So what you're wanting to tell us is not the fact that you need to be careful when you're out hiking, but what you're trying to tell, well, you're telling us that too, but you also want to tell us you still finished second on one leg.
Yes, but the most important part of this is realize how old you are.
Any comment, Trish?
No.
You witnessed, I'm sure you were.
I tried to remind him that before he took the challenge, so, you know.
So you were trying to be the voice of reason,
yeah.
And as often happens,
not a good idea.
Yes, and as what often happens in these cases, the voice of reason got drowned out. So
yes.
There you go. So how are you feeling now?
Well, quite a bit better. That's been 10 days ago,
uh-huh.
And so I've been rehabbing it ever since, and I'm out of the wheelchair, and I'm not on crutches anymore. And this is my third day off the crutches.
Oh wow.
I'm still limping like Uncle Fester, but we're making progress. Each day is a little bit better than the one before, and I may actually do a show coming up here and relate exactly what we're doing to make this thing heal so fast. Because normally 10 days out, you're not off the crutches with an ACL tear. In fact, normally you're looking at surgery.
Yeah.
So I may do a show coming up here soon and kind of relate what we're doing to make this thing heal so much faster than normal.
I think that would be fair for two reasons. One, because I think it'd be important information to get out, because you shared a little bit with me, and we don't have time to go into today because I didn't want to get your topic. But all these times, all these weeks, you've said, well, here's an example. Trish, you went through this. So now Trish, the shoe's on the other foot. Maybe
exactly.
That's not the good analogy to use here, but you could say, yeah, man, you went through this.
Yeah, so. Yeah, exactly. She's enjoying that.
Mm-hmm.
No, not so much. We still had a great time on vacation, and he did go horseback riding after the injury, so I'll give him kudos for that.
KRSK News Time is 9:20. The Adventures of Matt and Trish, otherwise known as our Healing Arts Center program, continues after our Fox Business Update on KRSK.
From the Fox.
KRSK News Time is at 9:25. Dr. Matt Sams, who did try to be one of the cool kids and is limping around now because of that. But you know what? He still came through with flying colors. Dr. Matt Sams, Trish Sams here with us on the Healing Arts Center program, our weekly get-together. And so we've talked enough about what ails Dr. Sams and, I mean, what we could talk about on the air. I mean, we've talked about other things before, but we know that. But we also want to try to help people. And so, and just for your information, we did last week while you guys were gone, repeat the previous week's show. So we're kind of on schedule to pick up where we did on the last show we did together and move on to the next topic. So maybe for those that missed last week or last couple weeks, kind of review where we've been.
Okay, so we've been talking about candida, aka yeast infections, and the ability of these things to go way beyond what you would normally think of a candida issue. Now, the normal home, the normal environment for candida is actually the large intestine. There should be some amount of it there all the time. It's something that you're always going to have some amount of. It's just when it becomes the dominant flora or presence in that gut that it becomes a real issue. And so when that happens, then it can actually go through the intestinal wall into the lymphatic system, into the bloodstream, and then it can end up anywhere in the body, including the brain. It's one of the very few things that can get past that blood-brain barrier. Now, oftentimes when you think of candida or yeast infection, particularly women are going to think of it, you know, a little bit differently because it does tend to show up in the vaginal area. And that's probably what most people associate with a yeast infection. That isn't actually, I mean, that's usually it's cross-contamination that gets yeast to grow in that part of the body. So that isn't really what we're focused on. We're really focused on more of the stealthy aspect of candida infections, particularly when they get out of the intestine and they go into the systemic system, so everywhere. So we had just, where we kind of finished up last week, we were talking about things that can really make candida infections go systemic, things that are risk factors. So number one was broad-spectrum antibiotics, and particularly repeated doses of broad-spectrum antibiotics. Number two was birth control pills. Number three was oral corticosteroids. So things like prednisone. There's lots of different forms of those corticosteroids, but prednisone is probably the most well-known one. Of course, cancer treatments, diabetes. In diabetes, it's, you know, the candida, the yeast feeds off of sugar. And so the higher that sugar level is in the system, the more food supply that the candida has, and so it obviously thrives a whole lot more. And then anything that causes a weakness in our immune system, in our defense system, anything that causes a weakness there makes us much more prone to developing a systemic, stealthy candida type of infection.
And before we go to break, and I know we've talked about this several times, but I think one of the things that you've mentioned is the most dangerous about any stealth infection, and of course candida is what we've been talking about lately, is the fact that this could be with you for a good amount of period of time before you're even aware it's there. And by the time you're aware of it, it's kind of taken hold.
That's exactly what happens. And that's why it's so difficult to treat. It's also very difficult to diagnose. And honestly, it gets diagnosed as a lot of other things other than candida. And this is where, you know, I hate to almost go back to this, but this is where the technology comes into play that we use in the office. It allows us to differentiate some of these things and realize, oh, no, this really is candida, or no, this is maybe Epstein-Barr virus, or this other thing. The technology really helps us differentiate that and separate these things out so that we can arrive at a much more accurate diagnosis.
Gares, I'm sorry about that, Gares. It's been two weeks since we've been together, so we'll get our timing back here. Gares Kandu's time is 9:30. More of our Healing Arts Center program just ahead on At Your Service with Scott McCauley.
Came in from the rain, it thursday on the air.
KRSK News Time is 9:33 at your service with Scott McCauley, continuing with our Healing Arts Center program. Matt and Trish Sams in studio with this. Candida is the topic of conversation today. Again, one of the stealth infections that we've been covering over the last few weeks. And when we were about to go to the break, we were talking a little bit about some of the things about this particular infection that can be dangerous. I remember we were talking about the fact that it can kind of sneak up on you, and that's kind of where you were going when I so rudely interrupted to go to the break. folks, we got the system set up, and I guess I'm using a new pen now, so there we go. But anyway, go right ahead.
Well, yeah, I mean, normally when it's time for a break, Scott gives me the finger, or I mean the pen, and I stop talking, and,
yeah, I only
and it all him, works out.
But I only give him the finger when he goes over his time. But anyway, be that as it may. All right, so in order to make this not the last Healing Heart Center program, hey, it's the last one of the year, folks. We just, we're going crazy. Go ahead, Dr. Sams.
So what we were talking about was, it can be difficult to actually make a diagnosis of a systemic candida infection. And part of that is because it presents in different ways. Different people, it affects different people in different ways, and it presents differently. And so it isn't, you have this symptom, it's this problem. It's not like that. We're going to talk about 9 different presentations of this, or symptoms of this.
Mm-hmm.
You might have one, you might have all 9 of them. Not very likely that you would actually have all 9 of them, but you might only have 1, 2, maybe 3 of them, and that's just how it presents in your particular body. Doesn't mean that the next person isn't going to present totally different, because that's generally how it does work out. So the first major symptom that you're going to see with a systemic candida infection is chronic fatigue. Of course, we've talked about chronic fatigue even with some of these other stealth infections that we've covered, in particular Epstein-Barr virus. We covered that,
right?
I don't know, probably 3 months ago. And obviously it's going to be the number one symptom of that. And so we have to be able to differentiate these things and understand, is this a virus? Is this a fungus? Is it a bacteria? Is it some other type of infection? There are others that we haven't even touched them yet, but things like mycoplasmas, that fits somewhere kind of in between a bacteria and a virus, and we'll get to that here probably in a few weeks. So we have to be able to differentiate these things. What's the major category that it's in? And then once you figure out what's the major category, then you can go a little deeper and then try to figure out exactly what strain or what species you're dealing with. And then once you figure that out, it makes it a whole lot easier to come up with a treatment plan and actually start eradicating the stuff from the system. So looking at chronic fatigue. So chronic fatigue, if you have fatigue or exhaustion that you just can't shake, you just can't get past it. And this is the kind of exhaustion that you don't even want to get out of bed. You go to bed tired, you wake up tired, you're tired all day, you're just tired.
And there's really no good explanation for you being tired. Maybe you got a decent night's sleep as far as hours and stuff like that, and yet you're still tired.
Right. You could go to bed and sleep for 12 hours and wake up still tired. And that's the kind of fatigue in an extreme case that this gets to. So it's just regardless of the number of hours that you sleep. So, and this can easily last 6 months, longer. You can have some other symptoms that go along with it, like headaches and joint pain, difficulties with memory, concentration. People talk about brain fog quite a lot. Sometimes a sore throat that kind of fits into this chronic fatigue picture. So additional symptoms just, that go a little bit beyond the chronic fatigue, but they're all connected into it. So often one of the main symptoms is going to be that chronic fatigue. But like I said before, it's not the only cause of chronic fatigue. So we have to take a little bit of time and put a little bit of effort into figuring out, is it candida or is it some other stealth infection? So the second major category that you're going to see issues with are mood disorders. And we've talked, several programs months back about how the health of the gut, the intestine, affects our moods. And if you remember right, we were talking about 80%, about 80% of our brain chemistry, the neurotransmitters, are actually made in the gut. And so if that gut is inflamed, irritated, out of balance, you're obviously going to have issues following the normal chemical reactions that take place there. And so it makes it more difficult to produce those neurotransmitters, which then lead to things like mood disorders. And you know, that can manifest as mood swings, anxiety, irritability, depression, panic attacks. It can kind of run that whole gamut. And so anytime that we see somebody come in with those kinds of symptoms, the number one thing I always think about is, what's the health of the gut look like?
KRSK News Time 9:39, continuing on our Healing Arts Center program with Matt and Trish Sams as we're talking about candida and going through some of the list of symptoms, and we've got a couple in so far. What's the next one on our list there?
Okay, so, and this is something that we did mention a little bit ago, recurring vaginal and urinary tract infections. This is something that candida very, very often leads to. So if you do experience recurring infections in the urinary tract or vaginal area, candida very well may be at the root of it. This is something that also can be transmitted back and forth between partners during intercourse. So it's one of those things you can share real easily.
And I think you just answered my next question, because I think a lot of times we mentioned this when we started talking about yeast infections, that we specifically always think about the females and vaginally, of course, obviously leads to that. But the urinary tract infection, I mean, that could be male or female, right?
Yes, absolutely. And you do see this in both. In fact, this is also something that can lead to, in men, prostate issues. So kind of worth throwing that information out there as well. You want to clear this stuff up. It leads to other things that are harder to deal with. And they interfere more with your quality of life. So if you can clear these things up before they get to that point, you're way, way ahead of the game. So number four, oral thrush. And if you think about babies in particular, real young people, if they have that white coating on the tongue, that's oral thrush. It's a growth of candida. Of course, it can occur at any point in time, but you do see it quite a lot in the youngsters. It's the same thing. It is the same exact strain of candida that affects all of those other mucous membranes, including the vaginal area. It's very often caused by the use of prednisone or other oral corticosteroids. So like we talked about before, well, actually it was the last program that we did, using those oral corticosteroids with things like asthma, emphysema, those sorts of things. You can see these issues with oral thrush show up a lot more often in those people, just because the corticosteroids allow them to grow at a faster rate.
That basically causes it then, is that repeated use of that steroid, right?
Well, it allows the overgrowth of it.
Okay.
It's already in our system, and you'll never get 100% rid of it. But if you put things in the system like corticosteroids, then it's going to grow at a much, much faster rate.
So the thing going out of balance again, by the way, 942 on balance. Thank you very
Good
much.
Job.
Thank you very much. But that's what you're talking about. And we've talked about this on a lot of things. It's not that some of these substances are not in our bodies, but it is when those substances either go to excess or the other way, it's muted, if you will, because of some of these issues.
Right. And in this case, we're definitely, with oral thrush, we're talking about it being an overgrowth. So Also, something kind of important to remember, if you've got a child that's in daycare and one of the other children has oral thrush, it is also communicable. Newborns can get thrush during birth. Children can get it from sharing toys with other children. So, you got two kids chewing on the same toy. You certainly can pass it that direction. And then certainly adults can pass it back and forth through the saliva. So, you know, like before you buy a horse, you want to open the horse's mouth and look inside. No, I just got
what
that
in
look
the world?
For my wife.
He's got back from Texas, you know.
What in the world?
I got horses on my mind.
Cruising right along, and are you?
It's a new year coming up.
Folks, I'm sorry about this on the air. Trishy's not, he's not on anything.
He's been on vacation, so what happens?
Wow. You know what? It was time for a break anyway, and now it is really time for a break. As
he
the,
just likes the looks for me, I think.
Well, he got one from me, too. I'm going, see, here's the deal. Even sometimes I could kind of get the joke, but that one's I'm going, I thought now under the hood of the car, I could kind of see that.
Yeah.
But there you go. Anyway, we've been off for a week, as you can tell. So, you know, we're getting our timing back on the program, and now we'll kind of get the jokes back online. Although, when it comes to jokes, never really been very timely.
Make sure we keep awake.
Exactly right. We do need to take a break here. We got a check of weather on the way coming up. And we will continue with our Healing Arts Center program, otherwise known as the Dr. Sam Stand-Up Hour. That'll be coming up next on HometownDailyNews.com at 106.3 KRZK. KRZK News Time is 9:48, and if you listen to the previous segment of our program, you know why I chose Gary Lewis and the Playboys, Everybody Loves a Clown, to be our lead-in to this segment of the show. I hadn't played that one in a while. I said, I've got the perfect song to lead in from that segment. We do have fun, but we also get some good information out with Matt and Trish Sams from the Healing Arts Center, and that is what we're doing today, a little bit of both. And we were chatting just before the break about continuing with the symptoms, and we've been talking about the symptoms. And oral thrush, right, is what we were left off at that particular time. That is something that I think I said earlier, that it's something that can affect different people, but it's one of those things, would you agree, that maybe if someone gets it, they might tend just to shrug it off and think, there's not really any big deal about this?
Right, and that's very often what happens. The problem with that is it allows it to go deeper into the system. It allows it to go more systemic and affect more parts of the body. And, you know, left untreated, it easily spreads through the body, including the digestive tract, the lungs, the liver, heart valves. So it can affect some pretty important parts of the body and can lead to some pretty serious issues down the road. And so it's important to, you know, if you see something that's just not right, or it's not, you don't really understand what's going on and you're not getting a good explanation, you know, when you go in for an exam, whatever, sometimes you just have to dig a little deeper. Look at it from a different angle. Take a step back and look at it in kind of the big picture. So something else, sinus infections. And this is actually right before we left on vacation. I had a patient in that's had sinus infections for years. 4 or 5 different sinus surgeries where they go in and they remove parts of the turbinate tissue in that sinus cavity. All sorts of different treatments and approaches that, you know, that they've tried over the years. And of course, you know, you go in there and you remove tissue. Yes, you do breathe easier for a time, but it comes back.
Again, the symptom is what you're treating and not the cause.
Right.
Yeah.
And so right before we left on vacation, this particular problem presented itself. And of course, when I checked him on the computer, it came right up to this. And so it gave us a very clear picture of how we're going to have to treat that issue, that condition, so that we can actually clear it out of the system and not just deal with the same thing over and over and over. So very often Candida symptoms Candida overgrowth will manifest in the symptom of a sinus infection. Some of the symptoms with that, obviously persistent cough, post-nasal drip, an increase in congestion, seasonal allergies that don't really pay attention to seasons. They just kind of goes all year long. Sometimes even flu-like symptoms. When there's a lot of that drainage down the throat, obviously you can lose the voice. It can manifest so many different ways. So simple little things like that, it's not that hard to check for this stuff. And if that's really the issue, taking an antibiotic isn't going to make it. It's not going to clear it. It's not going to make it better. It may knock the symptoms down for, again, a short time. But if you remember right, broad-spectrum antibiotics are one of the things that actually lead to this to start with. So even though it may knock the numbers down for a short time, it's going to come back. It's going to resurge, and it generally comes back stronger.
Doesn't the term broad-spectrum kind of answer that question? Because if it's broad-spectrum, does that not mean that it's going to knock down everything, no matter what it is, and some of that stuff shouldn't be knocked down?
Correct. That that's part of the problem with using a broad spectrum antibiotic. You knock down everything, and then the things that are the most sorry, my voice is cutting out on me, but the things that are the most resistant are the things that are going to come back the fastest, and they're going to repopulate those areas, and that's where you get into really the overgrowth situations. The other things have been knocked down so far that they can't keep it in balance. And so you end up with certain things overgrowing, and Candida is one of the big ones that will overgrow, and it will overgrow rather quickly. Okay, so intestinal distress.
Okay.
That's number six, and you do see this quite a lot. Ongoing intestinal distress is definitely a sign of a Candida overgrowth. Now, that can manifest, again, different ways. So persistent flatulence. Passing gas a lot. Now, there was a study that came out many, many years ago, and the results of the study basically came down to you should pass gas no more than 17 times in a 24-hour period. I don't know who sat around and counted that, but somehow they came to that conclusion that no more than 17 times in a 24-hour period should you pass gas. So there you go. You got something solid to measure it by. Burping, excessive burping, bloating. This is something people do come in, they complain about a lot, bloating. And it's not fat. It's not that. This is bloating that is not particularly a weight problem. And particularly bloating after eating a meal, particularly a meal that might contain a lot of carbs, sugars, pastas, breads, those sorts of things. Because again, it feeds Candida. You can go kind of towards the constipation or diarrhea. It can go either direction. Certainly stomach cramps. You know, and a lot of times people, you know, they'll say stomach cramp, but what they really mean is it's just in the abdominal area. It's not really the stomach itself. More likely, it's probably the intestine, but it's hard to differentiate a generalized pain in the abdomen. So a lot of people, they'll just say, oh, I've got stomach cramps. It's probably not really the stomach. It's probably more the intestine. But it's just generally a lack of the good, healthy bacteria in the digestive tract that's keeping everything in balance.
Well, we'll have to put a hold on it there until next week, and we'll pick up this topic right there and finish up those symptoms and go on from there. One thing I do appreciate, though, if I'm ever in public and have an embarrassing situation where I maybe did something I shouldn't have, I can tell my wife, if she stares at me, oh, it's okay, honey, I'm part of a case study, so there you go. So I've now got an excuse, so I thank you for that. And I'm sure that's not going to apply. Well, no. See, that was my turn for the bad joke right there.
Or you could just say, no, it's okay, honey. That's only three.
That would indicate I was counting them. Tristan, you're obviously the only sane one here today. Tell folks where they can find the Healing Heart Center and how they can get more information about you.
There's several different ways. You can definitely give us a call at 334-6660, like us on Facebook, or BransonHealingArts.com.
All right. And hopefully Trish will be able to come back and join us next week. We will see you next week. Happy New Year to you.
You too. I'll see you next week.
And Matt, Happy New Year to you. And hope the leg does get better. So
thank you.
You betcha.
And hopefully I don't get kicked in it again.
And on that note, we will say that wraps up our Healing Heart Center program for this week. Matt and Trish back with us next week here on At Your Service with Scott McCauley on KRZK.